Hello, welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and for the next 30 minutes, I will be your guide. The morning meditation is a great way to start your week and also to start your day. And every week, there's a different theme or focus to help you flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks, and then to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. So the focus for this week is united bodies, the heart, mind, emotions, and soul bodies. So as we get started, I'd like for you to take your meditation position. Please make sure that your back is straight. Feet are on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take a couple of nice, easy breaths. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And imagine that you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. You are one with this tree trunk. And that tree trunk goes all the way down through the ground, through the earth, and all the way down where the roots are embedded into the center of the earth. And imagine you are surrounded by a large bubble that's 18 inches away from your body. 18 inches from over your head, underneath your feet, in front of you, behind you, on the right side and the left side, and all around you. This is your aura bubble. And imagine that the edge of that bubble has an eggshell stiffness to it. Nice eggshell stiffness. And that it's a beautiful golden color vibration. So the edge of your aura bubble is a beautiful stiff eggshell stiffness, beautiful golden edge. Now imagine about 3 feet out in front of you a giant flaming wall. That wall is burning from the ground up as tall or taller than you. This is the wall of purification, where as you release energies, and everything is energy, thoughts, sounds, sights, sensations, feelings, belief systems, everything is a form of energy. And as you release unwanted energy, that violet flame will purify it and send it back to its original state and original source. Now continue to breathe nice, deep, easy breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easy, slowly. And another nice, deep, deep breath from the tips of your toes all the way up through your legs, through your spine, to the very top of your head, and exhale. Don't force the breath, just let it leave you naturally. And as you continue to take these nice deep breaths, we are going to do a very quick clearing of the chakras. There are seven primary chakras along the spine. The chakras are energy centers that open and close like camera shutters, and they each provide a level of information that helps you to balance your energetic bodies, the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual bodies. And today we are going to not only clear the chakras, but we are going to work to make sure that all of the bodies that the chakras provide information to are united and in harmony with one another. So, I'd like for you to continue to breathe easily and put your attention on your first, second, and third chakras. The first chakra is located at the tailbone, second chakra 2 inches below the belly button, third chakra behind your stomach. And as you inhale and then exhale out through those three chakras, allow any unwanted energy in those chakras to go right over into the flame. Energies that might deal with surviving, how you're going to pay your bills, keep a roof over your head, maintain your health. Any unwanted energy around fear or the feelings associated with fear, from guilt to shame, blame to anger, depression to despair, jealousy, envy, whatever it is, let it go. Let go of the energy also that would keep you addicted to whatever you might be addicted to, be it a person, be it sex, be it food, drugs, alcohol, be it work, be it electronics like television, phone, or computer. Whatever you may be addicted to, now is the time to let go of that energy. Taking these nice, deep, easy breaths, all you have to do is exhale out through the first, second, and third chakras to release the unwanted energy. And put your attention now on the fourth and fifth chakras that are located behind the heart and at the base of the throat. And as you continue to breathe deeply and release the unwanted energies, focus on these two areas and let go of any lack of self-worth. Release where you may have hatred for someone else or something else or even yourself. Let go of any inability to completely forgive. When you forgive, you're able to receive your own power back. Let go of any energy where you may feel that you're not a creative being and that you're not able to create the life that you choose successfully. Let all that go. Whatever might block it. Let go of any energy around communication where you've talked too much or not enough. Maybe it's important for you to listen more. Whatever it might be, as you exhale out through the fourth and fifth chakras, let go of these unwanted energies as well as anything else in those chakras that you're ready to let go of right now. Nice, deep, easy breaths. And put your attention at your sixth and seventh chakras in the center of your head and on top of your head. The center of your head is right smack in the middle, also known as the brow chakra. Release any energy that would keep you from seeing, spirit and all things as perfect the way they are. So that means to let go of judgment, to let go of criticism. It may not feel good, whatever your experience or sometimes interaction with certain people, but it's not for you to judge or criticize just because it doesn't make you feel good. It might be the greatest learning lesson you've ever had. It may be the greatest opportunity that you've ever had, but you don't recognize it yet. Let go of the judgment and the criticism. Everything has its purpose and meaning. Also, let go of any energy that would keep you in a place of doubt. Doubting if you're doing what you need to do. Doubting if you'll have what it is you desire to have. Doubting yourself for your abilities. Being uncertain if you can really accomplish the things that you've set out to do. Let all of that doubt and uncertainty go. Let go of the analyzing, intellectualizing, rationalizing. Even let go of those belief systems that you have. For when you stay rooted and stuck in all of these things, you do not allow for divine mind in the universe to provide you with information that's best and correct for you in a moment in time that is for you to move forward and rise to a new occasion. Nice, deep, and easy breaths. And now we're going to go a little bit deeper into the process of clearing each of these chakras. As you do this, it's a form of also uniting the energetic bodies. And as I talk about uniting these energetic bodies, I'd like for you to continue to breathe easily, deeply, effortlessly. And as you continue to breathe, allow any thoughts, feelings, sensations, and every energy that comes up, no matter what it is, to go into the violet flame. A smell, a sound, whatever it is, as you breathe, let it go. Relax. And just intend it's going into the flame to be purified. Now, each energetic body governs a different aspect, which helps you determine how you function on a day-to-day basis. For example, the mental body is where ideas flow through you that you're also able to discern as reasoning with your specific energy to act upon it. So it's a series of ideas, belief systems that flow through you that you're able to discern in a way that resonates with your specific energy in order for you to take some kind of action. It's also how you're connected to the information and all the different levels of other dimensions from where genius actually flows. Now, Prince tapped into the connection of universal mind through his mental body, the dimensional plane of information where the music he wrote came from just continued to flow through him, through the mental body from universal mind. It works that way for all of us in our own special resonance. So whether you're aware of it or not, whether you're conscious of it or not, you too have that level of genius. Now, like the other bodies, unwanted energy builds up and can clog the working mechanisms of this and your other bodies as well, which I'll now talk about. The emotional body is to help you resonate feelings as a barometer to whether you are connected to the emotion of fear or love. The emotional body only contains those two emotions, fear or love, and the feelings that you express are either connected to fear or they are connected to love. So the emotional body really is that barometer as to which emotion you're utilizing as a way to create what you desire. The spiritual body is how the soul truly expresses itself. Think of it as the core of how you truly resonate energetically. And this is in a way that all other energies flow to you and are in resonance with you. So the spirit body actually directs the emotional and mental bodies to connect you to your life purpose. That's what the soul body does. The physical body is sensitive, and it provides clues for the other three bodies. The physical body is very sensitive to those other bodies. It itches and twitches. It becomes hurt externally. It holds on to dis-ease or illness of varying kinds. And all of this indicates that you're not fully in alignment with the mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies in some way. So the physical body actually houses and encapsules the other bodies in such a way that it's able to give you conscious information on how these bodies are united and in alignment with one another. So take a couple of nice, deep, easy breaths, again from the tips of your toes to the top of your head, exhaling and releasing slowly. And let's begin by putting your attention on your second chakra, located a couple of inches below your belly button. And I'd like for you to imagine an image of you, one that's completely nude, walking out of or leaving the second chakra area of your body and going over into the violet flame. An image of you walking out of your second chakra and going over into the violet flame. And notice a cord is connected to your second chakra body and the second chakra self that is in the violet flame. So from second chakra to second chakra, there is a cord that's stretching and extending and expanding. It never breaks between you and you. It just expands. It just extends. And once you are able to see yourself in the violet flame, be aware of the color vibration of the cord. Look at the color vibration of that cord. It doesn't matter what color it is. There's no right or wrong. It may show up as your favorite shade of blue or your worst nightmare in pink. Doesn't matter. Whatever the color vibration is, it is your specific vibration that is attached to the emotional and mental bodies. Now notice how there are dots along the cord that are black or gray in color. You have black or gray dots on that beautiful colored vibration cord of yours. And each of those dots represent energy which blocks the higher vibrational level of love and all the feelings associated with love from being consciously present for you. So these dots represent the blocks from your high vibrational level of love and all the feelings associated with love. It just keeps you from being consciously present. So what I'd like you to do is to simply watch and intend. Let the violet flame around that cord know that it must now intensify to burn off the dots on that cord without harming the cord. Just let it burn off all of those dots without harming the cord. And as the dots are being burned off and removed, notice how the cord becomes brighter and brighter. The more vibrant the naked you in the flame becomes, to the point where you are absolutely glowing. You are absolutely glowing. Now, once all of the dots are burned off, allow your naked self to come back, settling into your body through the second chakra where it belongs. Continuing to breathe easily and effortlessly. And again, if you aren't able to imagine or see what I'm describing, please know, use your knowing and your intention that this is indeed happening and that you are in the experience of this meditation. You might hear sounds, you might smell smells, you may have a sensation or a feeling. Intend and know that it's happening. And now put your attention on your fourth chakra. Your fourth chakra is located behind your heart, and we're going to do the same thing. Imagine an image of you completely nude, leaving the fourth chakra or heart area and going over into the violet flame. There is a cord connected between your fourth chakra self and the fourth chakra you, moving into the flame. The cord is expanding, it is extending between your physical fourth chakra you and your energetic body you. Now, once you're able to see yourself in the violet flame with that cord connected heart to heart, notice the color vibration of the cord. And this color vibration is your specific vibration that is attached also to the emotional and mental bodies. And notice the black and or gray color dots on the cord. Remember, each of these dots represent energy which blocks the higher vibration level of love that's associated with it from really being consciously present for you. So these dots are those energies that block you from your higher vibrational level of love. Watch as the violet flame intensifies around the cord and begins to burn off the dots without harming the cord. Continue to breathe nice and easily. As the dots leave, notice how much brighter the cord color vibration gets, and it continues to get brighter and more vibrant as the naked you, your energetic you, also becomes more vibrant to the point where you are glowing. And once all the dots are burned off, allow your energetic self to come back and settle into your physical body through the fourth chakra, where it belongs. And we're going to continue by putting your attention next on your seventh chakra, located at the top of your head. And imagine an image of you, the energetic you, leaving the seventh chakra area at the top of your head and going over into the violet flame. And yes, there is a cord that is connected between your physical seventh chakra and your energetic seventh chakra self. The cord continues to expand and stretch. And once you are fully in that violet flame, pay attention to the color vibration of that cord. This color vibration is your specific vibration attached to the mental body. This is your color vibration that's attached to your mental body. And again, notice the gray and black dots on this cord, the vibrational dots that block you from your higher wisdom, ideas, and thoughts that are associated with your true resonance with divine universal mind. It blocks you from always being consciously present of that vibrational level of wisdom, ideas, and thoughts that you are in harmony with from divine universal mind. So watch as these dots are being burned off the cord with that intense violet flame. Of course, the cord stays intact. And notice this cord too is becoming brighter and brighter as your energetic self becomes more vibrant and glowing. You are simply glowing. And once all of the dots are burned off, begin to take your glowing energetic self back to your physical seventh chakra self, where it belongs. Cord and all. And put your attention now at the first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine. And, yes, once again, see your energetic self leaving your first chakra, completely nude, and moving into the violet flame with that cord connected from first chakra to first chakra. What is the color vibration of this cord? Remember, there's never any right or wrong. And this color vibration is your specific vibration that's attached to the physical body. I'm sure you're seeing the black and gray dots showing up on this cord, Let them continue to show up. Sometimes there are so many dots that your cord color vibration may not really show up very well because there are so many gray and black dots covering it. Well, you know what to do. Turn up the heat around that cord and burn off all of those dots. Each of these dots represent energy that blocks the higher vibrational level of your physical body remaining healthy and whole. So watch as those dots are being cleared off and your color vibrational cord is getting much more vibrant. As it gets brighter and brighter, you can see it, and it continues to get brighter until your energetic naked self is so vibrant that it is also glowing. And step back into your first chakra, your physical first chakra, with that cord. And now it's time to put your attention on your third chakra, located behind your belly button. And again, see your energetic body moving out of that area where your stomach, where your stomach is, not your belly button, but your stomach. So it's a little bit higher than the belly button. And the cord goes with your energetic body as you walk into that violet flame. Notice the color vibration of that cord, which is from third chakra to third chakra. What is that color vibration of the cord? And see the gray and black dots along that cord. And see the flame intensify as it begins to burn away those dots, the black and gray dots. Your color vibration itself is your specific vibration attached to the spiritual body. Very good. And each of those dots represent the energy that blocks you. It stops you from the higher vibrational level of spirit, soul, expression, from being consciously present. So you want to get rid of all of those black and gray dots on that beautiful color vibrational cord that is part of your spirit body. And notice how your cord is becoming more and more vibrant. It's brightening up and brightening up and brightening up. And you, your energetic body, is becoming more and more vibrant, more and more vibrant, until it completely glows. And allow your energetic self to go right back with your cord into your third chakra, the physical body, third chakra. Your energetic body is moving in where it belongs. And put your attention on your fifth chakra, located at the base of your throat. And again, see your energetic naked self moving out of that throat area over into the violet flame with the cord. Notice the color vibration of the cord from fifth chakra to fifth chakra. It's a long, expansive cord. And this color vibration of the cord is a specific vibration that's attached to the emotional and mental bodies also. Actually, it's attached to the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. And notice the dots on the cord, the black and gray color dots. And you know what must happen. These dots are the blocks that keep you from the higher vibration level of your total soul expression, from being ever consciously present for you. So you must turn up the heat and burn off the dots from that beautiful color vibration cord. And as those dots are removed more and more, your cord becomes brighter and brighter. Your energetic self becomes more and more vibrant until it is absolutely glowing. And once all of the dots are burned off, see your energetic self moving back through the fifth chakra where it belongs. And finally, let's clear and focus and put your attention on your sixth chakra, located in the center of your head. And imagine your energetic self moving from your sixth chakra over to the violet flame with your cord. And notice the color vibration of your cord. Notice how beautiful and brilliant it is as it's connected from your sixth chakra to your sixth chakra. And allow the gray and black dots to appear on this cord. Now, this color vibration cord from your sixth chakra is also specific to your vibration. That is part of the emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies as well. and make sure that you're clearing those black and gray dots. Turn up the heat until they are all gone. Each of these dots have represented the blocks from your higher vibrational level of seeing unity between the mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual bodies together. The sixth chakra sees it all. The sixth chakra knows when one or all of the bodies are out of alignment and not united. So you want to make sure that all of the gray and black dots are cleared from this cord so that you're able to resonate at the vibration that's the unity of all the different bodies. You want to be present, consciously aware of this at all times. So let that flame really intensify, burn off the dots, and then see how beautiful and bright that cord is and how your energetic self becomes more and more vibrant, simply glowing. And allow your naked energetic self to go back into the sixth chakra from where it came. And from the vantage point of your sixth chakra, all the bodies are seen, and any shifts that are required, again, will be made and brought to your total awareness. And when it is, you'll know to do these exercises to bring them back into alignment. Now take a few more deep, easy breaths as you imagine the seven brilliant, pearlescent, golden suns going into each and every chakra. Breathe easily and deeply. But there is a golden sun in front of each chakra. The first chakra at the base of the spine. Second chakra 2 inches below the belly button. Third chakra behind the stomach. Fourth chakra behind the heart. Fifth chakra at the base of the throat. Sixth chakra in the center of your head. Seventh chakra at the top of your head. And allow these beautiful, pearlescent, golden suns of light move into each of those chakras. All together. And surround yourself with a great big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Surround your entire body with a bright, beautiful golden luminescent sun. And absorb all or as much of this sun as you possibly can. Soaking it in, drinking it up, as you are being filled with your highest purified energy and essence. And I'd like to thank you for joining me on this morning miracle meditation. Again, I'm Lynn Herod Diverges from Center of Light Miracles. You may find out more about me and about Center of Light Miracles by going to centeroflightmiracles.org. You can find out about our courses, our services, and many of the other things that we provide. Until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.